Morning Wake Up here on your Tuesday. Appreciate you being along today. And of course, we hope every day. Turning our attention now to the national political scene, this time on the Democratic Party. This story is still resonating out there. Hillary Clinton, Democratic presidential candidate, likely nominee, facing new calls to turn over her server. This was coming as we went into the weekend. Her personal server, after key inspectors general, that's how you say that, asked the United States Justice Department to open a criminal investigation into whether the former Secretary of State mishandled classified material on her own personal account. Joining us now to discuss this morning is Fox News political analyst, Washington Times columnist Jeff Birnbaum. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Yep, I hope her inbox doesn't show 666, but nobody would see it, that number right now. I mean, it's just that scared me when I look at it. But, this is a serious issue. It doesn't seem to be going away. And I know, Jeff, in some recent polling over the weekend with independents, they're not digging the mojo right now. It seems like finally this might be gaining some traction.
Well, ever since it was discovered that Hillary Clinton used her own private email server rather than the government server, her credibility and trustworthiness numbers declined, and her overall popularity has been declining against Republicans and her other Democratic candidates as well for president. And so this extra news that, the two inspectors general have referred a case to the Justice Department, asking that the Justice Department investigate whether Hillary Clinton might have mishandled classified documents on her personal email account. Basically, you're not supposed to send classified documents on anything but secure government account. I believe this gives fresh legs to this story, could end up with some kind of criminal sanction against her, but I think the political damage from this is far larger and more important to her.
There was a mindset in the last few months, I think, Jeff, that, and tell me, correct me please if I'm wrong, that none of this would matter. It just didn't matter. It was all going to be noise, and that she was basically Teflon over this. Do you think there's been an erosion on that, I guess, way of thinking?
Well, yes. If you look at the polls, there's no question that she has, her negatives have increased. Her actual standing in the polls has declined. And a weak spot for her generally has gotten weaker. That is her credibility and trustworthiness. All of those have weakened her against other candidates, as I mentioned earlier. So, yes, there is actual evidence that this particular issue has struck a chord with a fairly large segment of the voters, especially independent voters. There are a lot of tried and true Democrats who will not think less of Hillary Clinton.
Correct.
But those who are not as committed to her are finding reason to doubt her in this case.
And that was that's what I was leading up to, that if you're a Democrat in general, you really like her. If you're a Republican in general, you really don't. But independent voters are trending quite heavily in the latest poll over into that don't like her, don't trust her category. Not a good place to be.
Well, that's correct. So you can say that this may have a bigger impact on her in the general election if your guess is that she is a foregone conclusion as the Democratic nominee for president, which I think is it's a good guess. So, but then again, if this gets worse, if sometime before the primaries she is actually charged with something, who knows what could happen? Nobody imagined that she would fall as far in the polls as she has already.
Jeff Birnbaum joining us on 1320 WILS, the morning wake up. Jeff, anything before we let you go, anything on the weekend Trump watch that piqued your interest?
No.
Okay.
He is doing well because he doesn't need to do that well because there are so many other candidates. Just a small increase in the polls puts him ahead of the others. And the other is that he still is the best show in town wherever he goes, and so he's likely to stay high in the polls, at least until after people see him in the debate on the first debate on August 6th.
Yeah, and that's all. That's just around the corner here. We'll have it on Fox as well. Fox News political analyst, Washington Times columnist, president of BGR Public Relations, Jeff Birnbaum, always joining us on a Monday morning this time. Jeff, have a wonderful day. Look forward to our next chat.
Thank you.
Jeff Birnbaum here, always the voice of reason and sanity in an insane world, which, of course, you know, we tend to facilitate on this program. We have more coming up after Fox News. Bottom of the hour, it is the early bird hour on the Morning Wake Up. Great to have you aboard today. This is 1320 WILS.